We stand on the eve of a great national election in a couple of days, which arguably will be extremely close based on the at least daily polls that we're seeing now. And it may well turn out to be another contested election. In a pastoral letter to UU's Reverend Bill Sinkford, who's the president of the Unitarian Universalist Association, reminds us that there is something beneath our political passions that connects us together. And I would like to read part of a prayer that he wrote in that spirit. Spirit of life and love, be with us now in prayer. We seek the blessing and wholeness that come from knowing we are bound to one another. Let faith, hope, and love abide with us. May we open our hearts, finding there the discipline to avoid stridency, which deepens not understanding, but widens the chasms between us. May we open our hearts, finding there the courage to join our hands with other people of faith, with whom we do not always agree, knowing that to clasp hands with others is to extend our reach farther than we ever could alone. May we open our hearts, finding their humility, knowing that many who disagree with us are grounded in a faith as deep as our own. May we always acknowledge and honor the humanity of those with whom we disagree. May we remember what religion is, a binding together of that which has been sundered. For in this remembering, we lay wide the possibilities for reconciliation and peace.